Morning. So first I'm going to read a little something from Romans. In Romans 12, actually. A living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to. God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. I forgot about that recently. And I decided a few months ago to not follow the policy and procedure at my work because I love some of the people that I work with, so much so that I wanted to spend time with them outside of work, and that wasn't acceptable to my work because it's against policy because I'm their supervisor. So that day was fun. We had a great time. We went to lunch. We looked at antique stores. We enjoyed ourselves. No harm, no foul. Everything was great. A couple months goes by. We're all good, free and clear. Nothing's wrong. But I should have known, right? I'm the 1% or whatever. That's why I don't, you know, break traffic laws and all of that, because I'm the 1%. So, come to find out, things started spreading around the gossipy floor with all of the employees. And come to find, there's all this talk of favoritism and injustice and frustration. And now, all of a sudden, all of my decisions that I've made in all the 6 years that I've been there are questionable. And that just kills me, because I'm a rule follower, but because I love some people so much that I just wanted to share that time, I wanted to express my feelings and my care for them as individuals outside of the rules. And I didn't follow rules. Unfortunately, now I have to live with whatever happens as a result of that. And I had to be called into the office by HR, well, not HR, but my direct supervisor and her supervisor, who is the executive director of all the sites. And I had to admit to, I mean, I could have lied, I guess, but that would just be stupid. So, yes, of course, I admitted, yes, that's what happened. And that means I had to tell on my other supervisor, and all of that just recently happened last week. All this came to light. And it just got me to thinking, how dare you think that you can just not go with what you're supposed to do? Why did you think that that wouldn't catch up with you in some way? Why did you think that that was okay to do? The rules aren't that hard. You just got to stick to them, and you'll be fine if you follow those things and you do what you're supposed to do. Just like the rules that Jesus gives us are so simple. Love him, love your neighbor, and give of yourself as much as he would give for us. And to look at your neighbor as much as you look at yourself and love them in that way. It's not always easy. Never said it was going to be easy. Sometimes it's really, really hard to love your neighbor. But I understand why he calls us to do that. And it means so much to him when we do it the right way. And when we do it the right way, we don't have to feel this way. And so don't think of yourself grander than Jesus' rules. Don't allow yourself to deviate in that way. I challenge you this week to think about what that means for you. Where's your boundaries? What's your rule set? And think of that as we take this meal today and try to embrace the rules that Jesus has given us and what he sacrificed so that we could have those simple rules in our life. Thank you.